Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to the third day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful new day and we are here again to fellowship with the King of Glory. If this is your first time of joining us, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn here and we get to share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then kindly please help us to share. Share till it gets to everyone that needs to hear this message. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Excellence by the Spirit. Excellence by the Spirit. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 24 from our manual, I Want to Be Like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 13 to chapter 16. And our memory verse is taken from Daniel chapter 6 verse 3, which says, Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king chose to set him over the whole realm. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above all the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king taught to set him over the whole realm. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Acts chapter 6 from verse 1 to 8. Acts chapter 6 from verse 1 to 8. From verse 1 it reads, And in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministrations. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not season that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among ye, you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Peminas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the numbers of the multitude multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, When people say you can do better than your best, they mean that a person can still improve on his or her greatest achievement. However, when we talk about excellence, it means that something is so good that it cannot be improved upon. In Luke chapter 1 from verse 31 to 32, the angel told Mary that the baby she was about to conceive would be great. In Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9 to 11, the Bible says that God gave him a name that is above all names. In John chapter 3 verse 34 also says that God gave Jesus the Holy Spirit without measure. What determines how great a believer will become is how full of the Holy Spirit he or she is. Jesus was excellent because he did not carry the Holy Spirit in a measure. He was totally full of the Holy Spirit. One of my children once came to me and asked, "Daddy, do you know the Bible very well? Who is Prochorus?" I asked, "Is that name in the Bible?" He then said, "I thought you said you know the Bible." He asked again, "Who is Nicanor?" I told him I didn't know. "Who is Timon?" I said, "You mean Simon?" He said, "No, Timon." I replied I didn't know Timon. Then he told me that all the names he mentioned were part of the first seven deacons. This shows that in a group of selected people with the same qualification and experience, some of them will still stand out as being excellent. They all have the same qualifications. However, when asked to list the names of the first deacons in the Bible, most people will only mention Stephen and Philip. In today's Bible reading, we see that Stephen was excellent and did great wonders and miracles among the people because he was full of faith, power, and the Holy Spirit. Being full of the Holy Spirit is in different levels, and your level of thirst will determine the level of the fullness you will operate in. Beloved, to achieve excellence, prioritize being filled with the Holy Spirit at all times. Spend quality time in God's presence, praising and worshiping Him. As you do this, you will become full of the Holy Spirit and you will be empowered to excel even above those who are considered to be the best. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Holy Spirit, please fill me until I overflow in Jesus' name." Holy Spirit, please fill me until I overflow in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again or till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.